Hey everyone, this is Brother Mejia here. Just want to put out a quick video exposing this false prophet, false teacher, faith healer by the name of the John of God. Now, if you've never heard of this guy, he's a guy who actually lives in central Brazil and is known as the spiritual medium. And in fact, his own followers claim that he's the greatest healer in the last 2,000 years. Now, one of the reasons that I want to make this video is because a couple months ago, I actually preached a message entitled Faith Healers in Light of the Bible. You can watch that sermon right up here. And within that sermon, I basically expose these modern day faith healers for the frauds that they are, according to the Bible, and show that basically they don't have an agenda to help people, but rather they have an agenda to take advantage of them, to deceive them, and to destroy their lives. Now, within that sermon, I talk about the John of God and how he fits that bill perfectly. Now, let me give you a bit of a background of this guy's story. He claims that at the age of 11, a woman in white appeared to him and basically told him that he had a mission to heal, to which he fell into a trance. And when he woke up, he was in this healing center performing surgeries unbeknownst to himself. Later on in 1976, he opened up this healing center where he's been healing millions of people who have made the pilgrimage to come to him over the last couple of years. Now you may ask, well, how does he do that? You know, how is it that he performs these miracles or these procedures? Well, there's two actual ways that he actually does this. And the first one is pretty morbid. He actually performs these unorthodox surgeries where he forcefully shoves a pair of forceps up people's noses to the point that it's nearly poking their brains. He even slices people open without anesthesia. Now, mind you, this guy did not graduate from medical school. He's never had any experience in the medical field. He's never done any of those things. In fact, the guy is illiterate and he can't even write. Yet he's performing these dangerous procedures on people who are frolicking to him to be healed of him. Now, the second way he claims to heal people is through psychic surgeries. He says that he channels the spirits of 70 deceased doctors to basically help him heal these people. By the way, within those 70, he says that King Solomon even resides within him. But he claims that through these psychic surgeries, he's able to heal millions, and he claims to testify that he has that power. Now, the third reason that I want to make this video is because within the last couple of days, the John of God has been arrested. Over 300 women have accused him of raping them, including his own daughter. Now, that shouldn't come as a surprise to you or to me, because the Bible clearly tells us that those who are false teachers and false prophets are not only teaching false doctrine, but they're actually perverts. In fact, the Bible tells us that they are reprobates, capable of the worst unrighteous wicked acts known to mankind. These people are the worst human beings mankind has ever known. And the John of God fits that bill perfectly. You see, in the Bible, a reprobate and a false prophet are synonymous one with another. Now, we'll say this, that not every reprobate is a false prophet, but every false prophet is a reprobate. Why is that? Well, because reprobates can be anybody. It could be your aunt, it could be your uncle, it could be your next door neighbor, a coworker. It may not be someone in position of leadership, whereas a false prophet who is in a position of leadership is a reprobate, because the only reason they got to that point of being a false prophet is that they first became a reprobate. Now, let me give you a couple things here why I believe, according to the Bible, the John of God is a false prophet reprobate. Number one, because he has a false gospel. You see, in 2013, when he was interviewed by another false teacher by the name of Oprah Winfrey, she asked him if he believed in death, to which he responded, "No, I don't believe in death." And then she responded by saying, "Well, what happens to us after we die?" And he responded by saying, "We have eternal life." Why? Because we're all children of God. But we're not all children of God. Why is that? Because the Bible clearly tells us in John 1:12, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even unto them that believe on his name." So the condition to become a child of God is that you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, "Well, what is the John of God?" Well, according to the Bible, he was the son of the devil. In 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 1, "And there are false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction." You see, the Bible tells us that false prophets bring in damnable heresy. What is that? It's a teaching that perverts the gospel. The second reason why he's a false prophet reprobate is because he's loved by the world. You see, if you look at his ministry, millions of people make the pilgrimage to go see him, to go be healed by him, and to give him their money and to meet him and all these things. And he's loved by the world. I mean, when you're being interviewed by Oprah Winfrey, you're loved by the world. You're loved by the worst people ever. The Bible tells us in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 2, "And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of." It goes on to say in Jude verse 16, "These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage." You see, the world admires these false prophets. And what do they do with that admiration? They take advantage of them according to the Bible. That's in stark contrast to the true prophet. The true prophet of God is not loved by the world. In fact, the Bible says that they're hated by the world. John 15 verse 18 says, "If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you." And in fact, Jesus Christ, speaking to the Pharisees who were false prophets, says to them in Luke chapter 6 and verse 26, "Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets." And many people were saying, speaking great things about the John of God until they found out that he was a wicked false prophet. Now, a third reason why the John of God is a false prophet reprobate is because he's void of all morality. You see, over 300 women have already accused him of rape, including his own daughter. And in fact, his own daughter said that when she became pregnant, whether by her father or by someone else, it doesn't really say, that her father brutally beat her and actually caused her to have a miscarriage. But the Bible tells us in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 14, it says that they have eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls and heart they have exercised with covetous practice, cursed children which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. You see, these people are wicked. They have no sense of morality. And in fact, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 1, in verse number 29, speaking about the reprobates, it says, "Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers." The fourth reason why the John of God is a false prophet and a false teacher and a reprobate is because he has no power to begin with. You see, you can read the testimonies online of people who said, "I went to the John of God and I didn't get healed. I went to be healed of my infirmity and I never got it." Why? Because he's a charlatan. He's a phony. He can't heal anybody. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 17 says this, "These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever." In Jude, it tells us, "These are spots in your feast of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots." And these false prophets have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. They're like clouds without water. They claim to have all this power and this ability to heal and create these miracles, but at the end of the day, they're just a bunch of phonies. A fifth reason why the John of God is a false prophet and a reprobate is because he exploits people for their money. Now, it's free to meet the John of God, but the things that he recommends for you to do after your meeting is not free. You know, he recommends these crystal beds and this blessed water that he sells. And in fact, his clinic, his little company there, earns over $1.8 million. And the Bible tells us in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 3, it says, "And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not." You see, the agenda of these false prophets and these reprobates is not only to take advantage of people morally, but it's also to exploit them and to make money off of them. Now, the last reason why I believe the John of God is a reprobate false prophet, it's not because of something that's already taken place, but rather something that we know is going to take place because the Bible says it's going to take place. And what is that? Well, it's that he's going to split hell wide open. He's going to split hell wide open. And why is that? Because the Bible teaches us that reprobates and false prophets can never be saved. The Bible says that they're haters of God. They've been given over to a reprobate mind. The Bible says that that God has reserved the blackness of darkness forever. The Bible says that they're cursed and they're far from the hope of salvation. There's no need to pray for them. There's no need to feel sorry for them, because the Bible tells us that now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. And in fact, in verse number 7, it says that they're ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That is a mark of a false prophet, reprobate, who could never be saved. And thank God for that. You know, the John of God has destroyed many people's lives. And the Bible tells us that God has something waiting for them. He has reserved hell for such a wicked person such as that. So that's pretty much it. Just want to make that video to reinforce what the Bible says about reprobates and false prophets and how we should never sympathize or pity them, but rather we should hate them. We should pray for their deaths. Why is that? Because they're teaching damnable heresy that it's going to send, that's going to send people to hell. And they are destroying people's lives here on this earth. And God has reserved hell for such people as that. And so that's pretty much it. God bless and have a great one.